Let's go to the Buyers Barricades hotline and welcome in our weekly guest in this spot to talk about some of the betting action out there in college and NFL football is our good friend. He is the chief content officer of the Action Network, actionnetwork.com, and download the Action Network app as well. It's Chad Millman joining us on the show. Chad, how are you?
I am good, fellas. How are you?
We're doing great. Hey, before we get into the games, man, it was a rough go for the sports books last weekend from everything we read. How about that?
You know what? I see that as opportunity for bettors this weekend. Because what the sports books will do is they will know that bettors are flush with cash and they will increase all the numbers that we think are sometimes tilted when it comes to underdogs. Bookmakers will now make them more tilted, you know? And so the Cardinals won't be 15-point underdogs. They'll be 17-point underdogs. Things like that. Like, you're just going to get better value if you decide you want to be an underdog better.
Boy, doesn't that also have the potential to blow up in their faces?
Oh, yeah, totally. Because you can get exactly what you had last weekend. Like, you might just get, wow. Like, you might just get people constantly betting on the public. And what they're obviously literally betting on is that confidence from amateur bettors will translate to them betting bad lines. And they'll still get, like, the sharp guys will still play the underdogs, and they'll be okay with that because they got to be on one side or the other, and they'd rather be on the side of the underdogs where there's going to be fewer people betting, and so it's a bigger opportunity for them.
Chad, let me ask you real quick about the game tonight because I see on both sides of the football a bunch of athletes that are going to be in people's fantasy football lineups. But then you check and see how this Steeler defense and this Panther defense has improved as the season has gone on. I'm looking at the total I saw at the beginning of the week was in the neighborhood of 52. That, I don't know, it feels like an under despite all that skill position talent. Agree or disagree?
I agree that it feels like an under. The Steelers defense is really starting to come together, and that has not been as much a conversation point as Antonio Brown and James Conner and Ben Roethlisberger and sort of how the offense is finally starting to gel. So I agree with you, like the defense here, and the Panthers defense is okay. It's not great, but it's okay. And what's interesting to me in this game is how much action has been coming in on Carolina. This game opened at 4.5, got bet down to 4. Now it's at 3.5. You're probably going to be able to get it at 3 in some places. I'm all over the Steelers today. I bet the Steelers at 3.5. And one of the guys in my office, you know, in the Action Network app, like, if you follow certain people, like, quote-unquote high-profile people, you can see what they're betting and get alerts on their bets. And so a guy in my office follows me, and when I bet the Steelers today at 3.5, he just looked down the row of desks at me, and he goes, 3.5, huh? I go, yeah. He goes, yeah, that's probably going to go down to 3. You're going to be disappointed you took 3.5. And so I'm big on the Steelers tonight.
Chad, talk to me about my Cowboys, man. Another primetime slot, Sunday night football at Philly, Philly's minus 7. Talk to me about that game.
I got to tell you, this is a tricky one. I am going to be on Philly. I don't love it at 7. I liked it more when it's at 6.5. I didn't bet it at 6.5. But I probably will bet it at 7. I feel like the Eagles coming off a bye, their offense is starting to get a little bit better. They added Golden Tate. They have time to work him into their system. I think that the Cowboys are such a train wreck that I know they're one of those teams that, like, they win one, they lose one, they win one, they lose one. So they're due to win one. But I don't think they can beat the Eagles, and I don't think they can go into Philly and keep this game close. They're just not good enough. They really aren't. Like, every week you see them struggle. They cannot find an offensive identity. Their defense, you can run all over them, and you can pass all over them. And I don't know what the status of Sean Lee is right now, but certainly they're worse off if he's not playing or if he's even nursing a hammy injury, so I'm not confident on the Cowboys right now.
Chad Millman joining us for his weekly visit, the Action Network, actionnetwork.com. Chad, there are four double-digit dogs this weekend in the NFL. In fact, three of them comprise the entire afternoon window, those 3 o'clock, 3:25 games. Arizona Cardinals getting 17 against the Chiefs. Oakland getting 11 against the Chargers. The Dolphins getting 10.5 in Green Bay. And Seattle, the biggest underdog of the Russell Wilson era, getting, last I saw, 10.5 against the Rams. Do you have one of those double-digit dogs that you like the best out of all of those this weekend?
I'm debating between the Seahawks and the Dolphins. I mean, in theory, the Cardinals should be an automatic take. Like, a team that is 17.5-point underdogs, that's too many points in the NFL. But we've seen what Patrick Mahomes can do, and we've seen what the Cardinals offense can't do. And I had a nice little spell in the middle of the season where I was all over the Cardinals. I've come off of that just because I think the value was taken out of them now. So I'll probably end up on the Cardinals, but only because you have to with 17.5. I am much more interested in sort of seeing how the markets play out with the Seahawks and with the Dolphins. I think both of those are live dogs. I might end up playing both of them, to be honest. Hmm. The one that I'm not going to play is the Raiders. I think the Chargers are a great team, and they're not getting credit for it yet. They've only lost to the Rams and the Chiefs. And when they've gone on the road, they've covered the spread on the road. Like, they went on the road as big favorites in Cleveland and covered it no problem. They are not one of those teams that, like Chargers pass, where I feel like they're a team you can't count on.
Chad, we mentioned on the show yesterday what a nice turnaround season the Baylor Bears have had. Let's talk a little college football. They're one win away from being bowl eligible, upset Oklahoma State last week. I know that was in Waco. They're looking at a pretty big number at Iowa State on Saturday. Last I saw was 14.5, maybe 15 that Iowa State is favored by. Am I crazy to think Baylor's improved enough to keep it within that number?
I don't think so. Iowa State is as new to success as Baylor is in sort of its state of turnaround. And it is hard to win big numbers when you're just getting a taste of it and you're figuring out how to close teams out. And I think that Baylor has proven throughout this year that they can get hot. And so if you're looking for a way, like, I don't think they're going to win the game, but I'm always wary of big numbers between two teams that I think might be closer than the lines indicate. And when momentum, you know, when you bet on soccer or you bet on golf, form is a really big deal. And teams that sort of seem to be ascendant and understanding who they are, like Baylor, I worry about backdoor covers. And so I would probably play Baylor in this case.
I was in Darrell K. Royal Stadium last week for that Texas-West Virginia game.
No,
Texas
brother.
Got beat late by an air raid offense. They got to go to Texas Tech by another air raid offense that's, golly, probably just as good, same category as West Virginia, offensively at least. They're Texas -2 at Texas Tech. Talk to my Longhorn fans out there.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of like Texas in this game. Look, Texas Tech is in West Virginia. They don't have Will Grier. And I think that Texas has sort of been through its, all right, where we know we're not going to win, sort of have been through their uncomfortable phase. And now they're getting back to, all right, we are who we are phase. I don't have any faith at all in Texas Tech. I don't think they're that good of a football team. And I do think Texas has proven enough this year. And I actually feel like there's encouragement out of that West Virginia game. It was a hard game. They were playing a really good team, obviously now a top 7 team. And they held their own. Like, they went punch for punch. I think they come out of that game having confidence, not being deflated. And I like them going on the road and winning is very short talk. I think you're getting them at a good price.
It's a revenge spot for Texas. Yeah. It's a revenge spot for Texas, too. The Texas Tech beat them Thanksgiving weekend last year to basically save Cliff Kingsbury's job, I think, at the time. Chad Millman joining us. Chad, before we let you go, I think you're on a nice little run here with the pick for the enterprising young man. I think you were on the Saints last week, covered easily in the end. They end up winning by 10 points. What's the pick this week?
Well, I will tell you, it's very hard to consistently be on a streak picking one game. I really like the Jaguars this weekend against the Colts. They are 3-point underdogs. And
yeah.
I would say no more than two weeks ago, this line might have been flipped. Like, that's how much sort of the power ratings have been adjusted. I think there's an over-adjustment there. The Jaguars' defense is still so good. Their pass defense, like, I was digging into the stats today, and despite the fact they're losing and they're 3-5 and they've had some pretty bad losses, their pass defense is just great. And I don't think the Colts really have anything that they can combat the Jaguars with offensively to make it a more well-rounded game. And I do think the Jaguars, they'll have Leonard Fournette back healthy. And if they want to, they can just give him the ball 30 times and then give Carlos Hyde the ball 15 times. And you don't have to give Blake Bortles the ball at all. And if that's the case, I like them being able to keep it close or win outright with their defense.
Amen. They're a different team with Fournette on the field.
Chad Millman, yeah, Action really Network. Are. Go to actionnetwork.com, download the app like I did. If you had downloaded the app, you'd have known already that Chad Millman was on the Jacksonville Jaguars +3 because you are among the luminaries who I get alerted to when you make your picks, Chad, just
I
so
love
you know.
That pick.
So,
I love that about you.
Hey, Chad, have a great week. Good luck in the games, man. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right, fellas. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.